Good morning, everybody. Everybody glad to be here and meet with the Lord today, like I am? We're able to get up and meet with Him physically and unmolested from the outside world. I have a question to ask before I start this lesson today, something I've been thinking about. I don't want you to answer, but just think about this in your own mind. How many of the congregation would not be here if your spouse wasn't the one that was in the church to start with and bring you in? I wouldn't be here. I didn't know a thing about church before I met my wife. But just think of this in your own mind. How many of us would not be here if it hadn't been for a spouse, male or female? Good Lord works in strange ways that we do not think about. The song that he sang a while ago, 126, I Can't Even Walk. Did you really listen to the words of that song? In our everyday walk of life, we do not make one step without God holding our hand if we're His child to guide us on this earth we live in. But just think about it. Go back and read that song in yourself without saying. Just sit and read the words to it. The lesson you get from your own life out of just that one song. I got in a conversation the other day. I get in conversation quite often. My wife gets mad at me. I get in conversation with these clerks at Walmart and the grocery store, at the checkout clerks. I get in conversation with them every now and then. Every now and then, I was at Walmart the other day and got in conversation with one that my wife wasn't with me, but she brought up what somebody in front of me made some comment about they were doing what they thought was right, this and that. They didn't have to go to church. And I said, well, how do you know you're right? And the thought is, what if I'm doing isn't exactly right? What's wrong with it? We can all excuse ourselves out to make sure what we're doing is right, even if it's not right. In our own mind, we can make it right. If what we're doing isn't exactly right, but that doesn't prove it, the guy says it doesn't prove it's sin if it isn't exactly right, well, yes, it does. So this person said, we slip, we make mistakes. Sure, we all do. That's why we go back to Christ and talk to Him and ask prayers to forgive us the things we've done wrong. But some people seem to have forgotten what sin really is. According to John 3:4, sin is what? The transgression of the law of God. Anything that goes against God is sin. Anything that He teaches and proclaims is sin. Anything that transgresses God's law, or is not specifically what He taught, is sin. Everybody thinks sin is something dirty that you've done wrong. No, that's not necessarily. Anything you do against God's word is sin to Him. It's not just a wooden wise or a mistake. Romans 6:23, what does it say? The wages of sin is death. Go back to the story. I like to go back to the story of Adam and Eve. The first sin recorded in Genesis 3. Now stop to think how the devil made it look. Helped Eve sin. He did a lot of arm twisting here, but you got to think. He makes things look good to us too, likewise. Give her three good reasons to eat the forbidden fruit. It was good for food. It was pleasant to the eyes. And the last one, he said, it'll make you wise. You know, she only had one reason not to eat it. God forbid it. What does the devil do to us today? Makes things look real great, makes them look real beautiful, but God may have forbid them to be done. Modern reading would say that this woman was justified in what she did. Eve was justified in what she did. That's what people today say. Well, she justified and did what she did. But that one sin brought on untold suffering throughout of all ages. Just one. If separated man from God, the tree of life, the Garden of Eden, stop to think that human reasoning has no part in determining what sin is. I can reason anything good in my mind. You can too. But if God said no, it's still sin. Simply failure to yield to every desire of God is sin. James 4:17. Therefore to him that knoweth to good and doeth not, it is sin. That's why God gave us the Bible, to teach us what to do. I'm sure that's why we have the written word, to teach us what to do. As a Sunday one class, my teaching so very well that the comparison that the Old Testament was a forerunner, everything in it, we have in a different form today. It was to teach us through history what not to do and what to do. If you study God's Word, there is no, and God's idea in mind, that the Israelites, the way they were treated when they did wrong, they would follow God and they would be blessed for generations. Then all of a sudden they would stumble and start falling away. In God's idea and His mind, there is no excuse for sin then. I can excuse it away, so can you. In our mind. But to God, there is no excuse. Because our own choices are between sin and righteousness sometimes. Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves service to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye are obeying, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. If we do what the devil wants, we're obeying him, not God. And if you look at the world today, how good and easy and pleasant and pleasurable he makes things look. That's what he wants us to do. But that's not what God wants. I've been talking to people who said, well, the devil made me do it. No. You can't blame the devil when you make a mistake. God put, the devil put it in front of you, but God told you not to. That's the way I look at it. I do make mistakes. I stumble. We all do. That's why we can come back to Christ and ask forgiveness. My dad always taught me one thing. You make a mistake in life and do something wrong, learn from it and don't do it a second time. That's what God teaches in His Word too. You cannot and will not bear the sin of anybody else's sin. You just your own. I don't dump my sin on you, and you can't dump your sin on me. That's between you and God, like mine is. The thing I do is not, nothing I can put on you. You know why? Because we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in this body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Now the devil laughs all the way because he don't want to be lonesome at Hades at the judgment day. He's laughing all the way if he can get you to stumble and turn over to him. But there is no comfort, since we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. We all stumble. But that's why we have association with Christ and prayers, to overcome those mistakes. Just because we think it's good doesn't make it good. Paul wrote to the Ephesians something that we can all think about. For by grace you're saved through faith. That's not of yourself. It is what? The gift of God that you're saved. God's grace provides plans for all of us. Our obedience to salvation, Jesus says. Jesus says in John 8:24, if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Paul also adds, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with mouth confession, with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Romans 10:10. In Psalms 103, we have a note that says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is with me. Bless his holy name, who satisfy your mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like an eagle's. Maybe we need to spend more time studying the Bible than reading newspapers. Most of the garbage you get in the newspaper anymore doesn't amount to much. I want to leave you some tidbits of thought here. It's called soul food. Now listen to what the words of this is. And we all enjoy all this. I love the taste of T-bone steak, delicious every bite. But there's nothing like the Word of God for my spiritual appetite. The Word of God has milk and meat, and even ice cream and cake. Take a slice of the bread of life and coffee to keep us awake. Open your Bible and turn to the Psalms. For David's famous buffet, you can drink all the wine you want and still feel fine the next day. I said buffet to buffet. I'm going to read that again because I want you to listen to that one. Open your Bible and turn to Psalms. For David's famous buffet, you can drink all the wine of the Word you want and still feel fine the next day. His Word never runs out. There is enough Word for everyone. No one has to cheat. The Word of God is a smorgasbord. So take all you're able to eat. Let's have a little long-suffering. Joy gives the recipe. Patience is the main ingredient. Self-denial is the fee. Wrap up that temperature. It may not make much sense. Cover that contentment. Then add some joy for strength. Let's have love for dessert. Jesus made his dish. Cream of joy and peace together. Sift out all selfishness. Add some deeds of righteousness and enough to make it sweet. Humility is the frosting that makes the dish complete. Or are you on a diet because the race seemed hard to run? For a weight-losing menu, try Hebrews 12:1. or you're suffering from malnutrition and don't know what to do, your spiritual growth seems hindered, try 1 Peter 2:2. But when every time you battle, the enemy always wins, try some Holy Ghost protein and spiritual vitamins. God's Word can feed billions and still have plenty left, for it's the Word of God, the soul food, sent from the world's greatest chef. Psalms 106:1. Praise ye the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I think about that verse every time I commune with Tom Woody on Facebook. Because of what the man has done with his life. Even being as sick as he is, he still gets on there and puts out some very good lessons. I just want you to think about that today. What we have is the Word of God to guide ourselves, not what we want to do on earth. Because we might be doing what the devil wants us done. Think about that. If you've stumbled, feel you've need correction with God and Christ, you know, now's the time to do it if you feel that way. Because the devil works in strange ways, does strange things to our health at different times. If the Lord gets dissatisfied with how the work is, this earth is going, it might not be here 30 seconds from now. We don't know how much time we've got. We never know. Tomorrow may be too late. So think about that. On the day of Pentecost, Peter told those who would be Christians, repent and be baptized, everyone in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the Ghost, the gift of the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:38. These things I write unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, and he is the propitiation of our sins, not only for ours, but also of the sins of the whole world. John 2:1-2. Think about that today. Where you're at with him. If you feel you are doing the righteous thing in his sight, you're doing it the way you want to do it in your own sight. It has to be done in God's way, not ours. So think about that. We offer a gospel invitation to anyone that feels they're outside of him today, or somebody wants to make corrections with him. So think of that as we stay in and sing a song that's Micah's children.